Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSPV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. Bradley will be with you in the second segment, okay? I'm just covering for him. He's trying to get to his destination, and there's been a traffic jam, not like a good traffic jam where you get to play music in the jam and the traffic, but he's on his way, so hopefully he's going to be there in the second segment, and he's going to be having former world heavyweight champion Nikita Koloff. Now, this guy was wrestling back in the day when I was a little tyke, and if I'm not mistaken, he was even in Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling at the time. Now, this is old stuff, long before all of the fanfare that you see now. But he's going to be with Bradley in the second segment. If you guys want to check us out online, though, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, right side of the page is this morning's show. If you missed that, you need to see these connections. This is how they're surrounding us within our own borders. Agenda 2030 out of the UN, the National Science Foundation, and Donald Trump's famously declared greater than the NAFTA thing, which is worse, the USMCA, the selling out of American sovereignty. All of that's coming together, and you need to pay attention to that, and you need to put some heat on your representatives and your senators. Yeah, I know they're bought out and everything else, but you got to lend your voice to them. They're to hear you about what they're doing there, and you can put a stop to it. On the left side of the page, the video will start up once Bradley gets set up there in the hotel, so you'll pick that up once that's on in the second segment. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, if you want to help support us, there's a donate button at the top of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or you can become a partner with us, a monthly partner with us, and we appreciate that. And just to let you guys know, Bradley's My War comic book, his testimony, high quality done. The artwork is done by former DC Comics artist Danny Bulinati, and that's normally $12 this week through Saturday night at midnight. If you've been wanting to pick this up, maybe you've got a friend, a young person you want to share something like this with, trust me, it'll capture their attention. And you get the gospel to them, then you can pick this up for 25% off by using the promo code COMIC20, C-O-M-I-C, number 25, excuse me, not 20, COMIC25, and you'll get 25% off in the store at checkout. Put that in the promo code area there. Now, there's a couple of things going on. Let me share with you a couple of things out of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Moderna and Pfizer, because they've been allowed to get away with killing people, injuring people with no ramifications, all right? They have immunity for all intents and purposes. It's illegal immunity. The Congress was never authorized to enter into any kind of contracts to give people who are knowingly injuring Americans or killing them any of this stuff. It's nonsense. But these people are now developing more of these deadly mRNA injections for other illnesses and disease. Who didn't see this coming? Our friend Suzanne Hamner put this out today, and it's well worth your time to see what else they're going to try to push on you, that they're going to tell you safe and effective, and we know it's not going to do anything else but kill, steal, and destroy, because they're doing it because their daddy is the devil. And so check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, I've yet to get up the morning show archive, but it will be up during the show or just following it, so you'll be able to check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com, too, the one I was telling you about. But you can watch the video portion of it in the upper right-hand corner. Also, our friend Jerry Newcomb put together a piece called George Washington's Faith. Why does it matter? And he does tackle a couple of the questions that people often bring up about Washington there. But you can read that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then these endless wars, isn't this something? Whenever there needs to be a distraction, whenever the people get focused in on what they need to be focused in on, all of a sudden there's some kind of emergency, some kind of distraction with a war. And it's like, okay, you know what, guys? Why are we fighting everybody else's battle and they're not fighting them? Why should we risk the lives of Americans for people who won't defend themselves? You ever thought about that? Why in the world would I send, why would I allow my sons to be taken from me to go fight what I know is not our fight? And listen, to the older generation, with all due respect, some of you should have been standing up and saying, no, we're not going to that because we see exactly what you're doing. And if we got to suffer the consequences, we'd rather fight the tyrants here on our soil than we would the tyrants across the sea who are no threat to us. But we don't do that, do we? And as Bradley says, if you want to start ending these things, you stop sending your sons and daughters into that mess. You know it's wrong. They never declare war the way the Constitution says. They ride roughshod over it, and then they're going to stick you with the bill for it, okay? And they're going to take your sons and daughters' lives, very possibly, in these wars. You're the one that loses when you let this kind of stuff happen. You really are. Bradley's article for today's out, Deathbed Repentances, and I got my air quotes up there. Not always what they appear to be. And there's a video, it's about a two-minute video that Bradley's done, on a particular lady years ago, and she had murdered her baby. She murdered her child. And it tells a story of how they took her out and quickly hung her because I guess there was the elements were coming in, the rain and the storm and everything. They did it, and she had allegedly been assured by the ministers of the day that she had repented. She was going to heaven and everything else. Well, they cut her down real quick, took her out, and as she was out, there seemed to be a noise within the carriage that she was in. Lo and behold, she was awake. And the story goes that she was even more wicked after that than she was before. Do you think that lady had real, genuine repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? I think not. Well, on the other side of the break, Bradley will be in. Nikita Koloff will be joining. Heavyweight champion of the world, former heavyweight champion of the world, be joining him. You want to call in 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. See you on the other side.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of Liberty. LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, Tim Brown, for saving my hind parts on that little trip. We were just doing an interview this morning at WPNN in Pensacola, Florida this morning. We were asked to do an interview with Mike over there, and in the process of doing so, we made that happen, and we found out that it was going to be an hour drive from point A to point B as to where we're at right now. Well, midway throughout the interview, we found out it was an hour and 40 minutes away, so it wasn't something that we could just jump in on and everything is going to be hunky-dory. But I'll tell you what, friends, we made it. Thank you, Tim Brown, again, for making that happen. Without further ado, friends, what I am going to do is I'm going to pull up our friend Nikita Koloff, the world heavyweight champion wrestler of the world, and I can kind of roll things out as the conversation evolves here in just a couple minutes. But, Nikita, I am sorry for the delay. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, you are just on time. We're just having some issues right now with our connection in our local studio, which just happens to be our hotel room right now. So without further ado, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay, Bradley?
I can. Now, during the half-hour mark, let's go ahead and try to get you up on social media platforms again. I think we have the problem fixed here. And, again, my apologies for what is happening right now concerning the Internet. But, you know what, these things happen, especially when you're in ministry. Nikita, if there's not warfare, I just find out that I'm usually not in the will of the Lord, and usually that warfare brings about and bears witness to the fact that I'm right on track. So, again, my apologies. But without further ado, we'll get you on during the half-hour mark, and let's just get right into this. Nikita, I actually had a conversation with a mutual friend of both of ours just last week, and I just had Jesse Ventura on, and I had asked for a referral to an individual I'm trying to get in contact with right now, and he said, well, I have Nikita Koloff right now. He's the world heavyweight champion. I said, and I kind of chuckled a little bit, and I said, you got to be kidding me. And he said, no, he's got a ministry out of my ministry. So with that said, just go ahead and share a little bit with our viewers and our listeners, if you would, as to who you are, and bring us up to speed as to what you're doing today, Nikita.
Well, and I appreciate Bradley. Two things come to mind. One, technology great when it works. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And secondly, I learned from a missionary in Angola, Africa in 1995, this quote, and I've embraced it, internalized it, and never forgot it. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not break.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. So, that's exactly right. I think this really pays off as well, too.
Absolutely. In fact, I just did a 3-hour teaching at Morningstar University here in Fort Mill, South Carolina, with a group of first year students there at MSU, and that was one of the things I shared with them as well. That especially if you're going to be in ministry, you better be flexible and just realize not everything works out the way you hope it will sometimes, right? So there you go. Well, I appreciate you having me on the show, Bradley, and man, I'm just excited. I'm excited about what God's doing as I learn more about what you're doing and how we can, you know, how we collaborate together, you know, as many parts of the body, one body, that being the body of Christ, the church, you know, at large, and how all of us have different roles and functions and how we can all work together. I'm going to give you a quick rundown to answer your question on what I'm doing, and then you just kind of pick and choose what you would, you know, more specifically like to talk about. Kolob for Christ Ministries officially launched 1998, and I surrendered my heart to the Lord about 5 years prior, 17 October 1993, in a church service about 11 months after leaving that wacky, crazy world of professional wrestling, found myself at an altar, surrendering my life to Jesus, and went through about a 5-year discipleship process before the Lord just really kind of unleashed me. Since that time, Bradley, I have traveled to 30 different countries total now between ministry and wrestling. I've been to all 50 states. I've preached in over 1,200 churches, 28 different denominations. I've written 3 books. I now have a radio show, a podcast on Truth Radio Network. Stu Epperson, the founder of that, and getting ready to launch a television show all centered around men's ministry. And the show's called It's Time to Man Up. The podcast, the radio show, and the TV show, The Man Up Show. And then a wrestling peer, Lex Luger, and I have done a lot of ministry together since he gave his life to Jesus in 2006. And so I facilitate men's conferences in local churches and communities called the Man Up Conference. And he and I together facilitate a 5-day catalyst called Man Camp, where we bring men together, whether it's a 1-day conference or a 5-day camp, we bring men together. And our goal is to teach and to train, to equip and to empower, and then deploy men back home to be more healthier and better than they are in terms of godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers. So there's a short summary of what I'm doing.
Okay, so with that said, Nikita, I'm just curious, why is it that you're attacking that issue? Is it because of the effeminization of what you're seeing in men across the country? To be quite honest with you, in attacking that very issue, it's interesting because for the last 23 years, I'm from coast to coast. Every month we're somewhere different ministering. And what I see more than I don't is the fact that I see men sitting behind their wives and the women taking the position that the men should be responsible for taking before God and man. Is that what you're addressing, is the effeminization and them sitting in the background kind of playing it out in the sense of being derelict of duty?
Well, it's an excellent question, Bradley. And what I, in my view and my experience in traveling the globe, as I mentioned, and especially the last really 28 plus years as a Christ follower, what I have witnessed is essentially the emasculation of men, both for sure outside the church. And I want to speak to the church in just a second. But for sure, outside the church, the attack of the enemy of our soul, there is a real enemy to our soul, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and his objective is to destroy the nuclear family. If he can get the man out of the home, we know all the statistics. You know, when a man comes to Christ, how much of the home follows Christ, and when someone else does, how drastic the percentages drop. And so whether through movies or television or conversations or whatever, there's been a real attack on manhood. Hollywood has made men look like bumbling idiots, you know, and or just absolute morons, you know, the disrespect of children to their fathers on television shows and in movies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, let me just quickly address the church itself. Okay, so I've preached in over 1,200 churches, you know, around America. In addition, I didn't even mention revivals and crusades and just God's opened so many different doors. But it seems to me, Bradley, even walking into many churches, that they're very feminized. Meaning, a man walks in and is definitely not dressed up like a man cave. Let's just be honest. Many of them have no appearance of a man cave, which men are used to. And by the way, part of my approach to men, whether they come to a camp or a conference, is to show them how they can be a man's man, a manly man, and a godly man, and how you can merge those two together and, as you said, take their rightful role in the family and lead and serve their family as well as serve their local church community.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that we see, and again, I see this all over the place, that we see the men, and again, I see it in so many different facets, and regardless if it's in a high school or if it's in a college or if it's at a church, I just see the men really taking on an effeminized role. And to me, especially in the Christian realm, if they have their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, the Bible says he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's a man of war. He's the captain of our salvation. And I'm just trying to figure out what it is that they're feeding on, because apparently it is not the word of God that they're feeding on in so many different ways. As you said earlier, Nikita, let's call it for what it is. We're going to take a hard break. We're going to come right back on the other side with Nikita Koloff, the world heavyweight champion, folks, of wrestling. And we're going to continuously dig into what his ministry entails and what he is addressing on so many different fronts. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The CDC says people getting the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine should now consider waiting up to 8 weeks between the first and second doses instead of the 3 to 4 weeks previously recommended. CDC officials say they're reacting to research showing that the longer interval can provide more enduring protection. 12 to 64-year-olds, especially males 12 to 39, can benefit more from the longer spacing. The longer wait may help diminish a current vaccination side effect, a form of heart inflammation called pericarditis, seen in many young men.
And President Joe Biden has interviewed the three finalists for the Supreme Court vacancy that will open up when Justice Stephen Breyer retires later this year. Biden spoke with two federal judges, Ketanji Brown Jackson and J. Michelle Childs, and California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger. The White House said all of the possible candidates are deserving of bipartisan support. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine is halfway around the world, but if Russian President Vladimir Putin makes good on his threat to take over that country, Americans will feel sticker shock at the gas pump and in grocery stores. Food and gas prices, which are already at high levels because of 40-year high inflation and supply chain problems that President Joe Biden has been struggling to contain, would climb even higher because Russia is one of the world's biggest exporters of oil and wheat. Phil Lumpert, a food and marketing expert for the U.S. government, says if a war does break out and other countries stop importing from them and shift to importing from the U.S., prices will go up following demand and we will see shortages. Former New York City Police Union President Ed Mullins is expected to be charged this afternoon in connection with a raid last year on his home and union office. Mullins resigned in October as the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association and retired from the NYPD in November following the initial raid. The FBI confirmed that Mullins is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms today, go ahead and check out Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe to that page. We're on the top left side of that page. That's the afternoon show. The morning show's on the right side. Again, subscribe to that page. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, the top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We do have a guest today, Nikita Kuloff, and that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to let you know that we're talking to Nikita Kuloff, eight-time wrestling world champion, an academic All-American in football. I got to just stop right there, Nikita, and I got to be honest with you. I'm 6'5", and I would be considered a big boy, but watching some of your videos back in the day, brother, you were a big boy, I mean, in a big way. So to put you up in the position of being the world heavyweight champion, it totally makes perfect sense. And you were a great villain, too, by the way. I do have to ask you the question, how is it that you came up with Nikita Kuloff when you are a Minnesota boy just like yours truly? I'm curious.
Ed, our mutual Jesse the Body, or Jesse the Brain, Jesse the Body Ventura, right? Another Minnesota boy.
That's right.
Yeah, So the short version of that, the short story, and of course, people want to read more about the story. There's a couple ways to do that. One, I wrote a biography, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, available on my website. But it has the full story in there. But for sake of time, the short story is I didn't come up with the idea of a nephew for an infamous wrestler named Ivan Koloff, the Russian Bear. And two other guys, Don Cornoto and Sergeant Slaughter, came up with the idea of a, quote, nephew for Uncle Ivan. And one of my buddies, Road Warrior, they were the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, who other Minnesota boys, hawk, animal actually was a dear friend of mine, recruited him out of high school. He recruited me into wrestling. When they approached him and said, do you know any big guys? Here's the question, Bradley. Hey, Joe, do you know any big guys who wouldn't mind shaving their head and becoming a Russian? And Joe goes, I know the guy right now. And so he called me. He told me. I showed up in Charlotte the day that the promoter said to be there, introduced myself. And I walked in a svelte 6'2", 285 pounds, 8% body fat, and a 34-inch waist. That's what he saw.
Okay. Well, listen, you fit the bill in a big way. I'm just curious, so when you had a take on, just talking about your accolades really quick, because people do want to know, when we're talking about Nikita Koloff, how did you come up with the whole idea of actually throwing that accent in there, or was that right at the very premise of the conversation as you becoming a Russian pro wrestler?
So part of the storyline is I'm going to be Ivan's nephew. If anyone knows anything about wrestling, in fact, he wrestled in the AWA in Minneapolis, and he wrestled all over the world, but he had a legendary career, the Russian Bear did, and he had an accent of his own, not being from Russia himself, although he was closer to Russia. He was from Vancouver, Canada, much closer to Russia, but closer to Minnesota. But he spoke with an accent, so in my mind, I'm like, well, it's just, obviously it's natural. So when Nikita Koloff's born in the hallways of Charlotte, North Carolina in 1984, part of the deal was I didn't speak any English. I had about a six-month window, Bradley, to actually develop in my mind what it would sound like if I really was from Russia. So it took about a six-month process. I studied some of the Russian language to learn a few words, and then I just developed it from there.
Okay, well, you did a great job, and I watched some of your videos before we actually got up on the radio program. And again, it was interesting how we made the connection here. I got to ask you one more question, and then I want to get back to your message in the church as well. Is pro wrestling real? I say that with a sarcastic smile on my face, and I want to give you what Jesse Ventura gave me as an answer. Jesse said, it's ballet with violence. How do you define pro wrestling?
Well, I love that. But by the way, just a little quick side note, I've got a quote from Jesse Ventura on the back of one of my other books, Wrestling with Success. But to say that, I say this. I say wrestling is 100% real and 100% entertainment. Now, here's what I mean by that real quick. It's not an exact science. And so when you got 250, 300 pound, and actually my very last match was against about a 450 pounder by the name of Van Vader, when you're wrestling guys like that, they're coming off the top rope or hitting you with a metal chair. I assure you this. It's 100% real. You feel the body slam on a concrete floor. You feel the 450 pounds coming off a top rope. Whether you know it's entertaining or not, your body feels the effects of it. And timing only has to be off by a nanosecond. And it's very easily, you could, as Stone Cold Steve Austin experienced, you could break your neck very quickly. And so it's 100% real and it's 100% entertainment. And I assure you all these years later, my body feels the effects of it.
Okay, gotcha. Fair enough. So a lot of the villains that you would wrestle, because you yourself were a villain, your arch enemies that were set up as arch enemies, let's put it this way, were they your friends or were they really your arch enemies?
Yes and no, and here's what I mean by that. Anyone who's out in the workplace, you're in radio, you're in the insurance business, you're putting in wiring because you're an electrician. The long and short of it is, I don't know anyone personally that they work for someone else or engaged, even on a church staff. Do you get along with 100% of the employees you work with? Most of the time I found the answer is emphatically no. And so just like in professional wrestling, which is a job, you don't get along with 100% of your peers. Everyone assumes, oh, you're all buddies, you go out to dinner afterwards. Well, not always the case. You have a clash of personalities, and hopefully, though, when you if you have to step in the ring with a guy that you don't quite see eye to eye with, you put your personal feelings aside and your professionalism kicks in, and you still give the fans 100% entertaining match, even if you don't necessarily like the guy you're standing across from.
Diplomacy at its finest, Nikita.
I'm just saying, that's the truth. I didn't like 100% of the guys I wrestled, but I had to wrestle them nevertheless.
I'm with you. We'll have more fun when I see him up and coming week. I think we're going to have to redo this where we're both on video together. But let's get back to the importance of your message once again. I got about 4 minutes left with you, Nikita, and I really want you to basically shoot from the hip as to what your message is to the men that are listening to you in 155 cities even now. I think it's that important.
Well, again, to pick up where we left off a bit earlier, and obviously we're going to have to talk more because 4 minutes is not enough time, but I'll try to condense it down and say this. Look, I grew up without a dad. My dad left when I was about 3 years old, came back into my life in my college days, but didn't really have a real relationship with him until he was in his 80s and I was in my 40s, and God did a real process of restoration and redemption there. All that to say, I had no male role model to look up to. Remember I said the enemy wants to attack the nuclear family, take the man out of the home. So if there's no man in the home to look at and model yourself after, good or bad, then you're only raised by, you know, and I say only, I mean, God bless our moms who are left to be single moms and raise our children. But with no male influence, why is it any guesswork that there's a lot of feminized men out there when they had no male role model to look up to? And so my message to men, my challenge to men is, whether you did or you didn't, whether he was a good dad or not, okay, there is a role model to look up to. His name is Jesus. Pattern your life after Jesus.
It's really that simple, isn't it, Nikita? I mean, it really is. And I don't know what's complicated about that, but it seems to me that men or just us sort of congregants within the church today, they're so caught up in everything that really doesn't matter, and they're looking for the answers outside of Christ. But here's the thing. If he's the author of your faith, he's also going to be the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12:2. And I also, because I'm continuously confronted with these issues as to people saying to me, Bradley, how is it that you overcome? Well, I feed on the bread of life every day. If I take two dogs and put them in a ring, which one's going to win if they're going to fight to the death? The one that I feed the most. That's why I'm in the Word all the time. And as long as my eyes are fixed on Christ, sooner or later, I'm going to become just like him by grace if I continuously emulate him and feed upon him. So, again, I think it's a lot simpler than people really believe that it is, in the sense of growing up into him who is the head of all principality and power. But I think that they're going to have to do for themselves what it is in many cases that they're unwilling to do for themselves.
Well, hey, look, I just worked out before I got on here. I've been working out in the gym for 50 years, and I just did that before I got on this call with you today, and I've been consistently doing that. Well, I didn't develop my muscles overnight. Bible says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Salvation is instantaneous, and it's also a transformational process. Trust the process. So I say this, there's four components to working out your salvation and growing and maturing in Christ to becoming more Christ-like every day. You hit on one, the Word. So there's the Word, there's worship, there's developing a prayer life, and there's building relationships with others. That's the four components that you consistently do day in and day out, and you will become more like Christ. You can't not become more like Christ. There you go.
How do people get a hold of you, and what is your website, Nikita?
Well, it's a one-stop shop. Go to koloff.net. Koloff.net. Learn more about the books, about Man Camp, about my podcast, about who I am, how you can bring me to your community.
To protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Florida. We did some interviews at WPNN today, this morning, actually, in Pensacola, Florida, and we are about an hour and a half away from there, actually an hour and 40 minutes away from there, and we are going to be doing a big U-turn. We're going to be going over to South Carolina, and in the process of going to South Carolina, we are going to be doing a high school and a college over there. Again, friends, thank you for seeing this one through today. I'm already getting responses from people thanking Nikita Koloff for joining us. You can see right now in some cases on social media platforms the connection's a little choppy. But the fact of the matter is some people out there complain about the connection. You need to update your computers. It's your issue. It's on your computer, not on ours. If you want to go over to Nikita's website, please do. I'm going to be with him next week, by the way. Nikita Koloff, koloff.net, K-O-L-O-F-F.net, K-O-L-O-F-F.net. And his ministry is to men, basically to man up, friends, and that's really what it comes down to. It's something that we've seen all across the country, and it's important that we address this issue because, friends, a lot of people are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and they think that they're going to slip into heaven somehow, when in fact they've never been sanctified unto obedience, under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Read 1 Peter 1, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Now listen, what I want to hit, and this has been on my mind because I just wrote this article this morning, Facebook is now censoring more of our content concerning our second page, and they're saying that our information is basically dangerous. They're calling it hate crimes. To hold to the word of God and to hold to the law, is now being labeled hate speech by the mainstream media and Facebook. Do rest assured right now, friends, that we are in the works, and I know that we've been in the works for some time now concerning Facebook, but we're just giving them more rope in the process to go ahead and hang themselves concerning the violations of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But they're taking it to another level with us right now, which means they're taking it another level to censor more information, friends. And keep in mind, this is not aimed just at Bradley Dean and Zim Brown. It's aimed at you and freedom of speech, which is a violation, a transgression of law, and they must be held accountable. So let me get to my final point here. I wrote this morning about deathbed repentances. And when I say deathbed repentances, it's not always what they appear to be. I want you to listen to what Matthew Henry said, because he was exactly right. He said there is one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible. That's the thief on the cross. Then he said, so that no one despair, but there's only one, so that no one will presume. That's exactly right. There's only one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible. It's the thief on the cross. So that no one despair, said Matthew Henry, but there's only one, so that no one will presume. Yeah, never presume that you're saved, friends. When you hear a preacher, or I'm sorry, a hireling, John 10:12, tell you that you're not supposed to question your faith, really? My Bible tells me that we're to examine ourselves daily to see whether we be in the faith or no, lest we be reprobate. That means without the Spirit of God. That contradicts Scripture in so many different ways. Also read Philippians 2:12. We're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. The Bible says we're supposed to have the mind of Christ and our eyes to be single. So guess what that takes? That takes a lot of temperance, self-control, and it takes a lot of discipline to keep our eyes fixed on Him at all times, in all places, and in all things. So, folks, let me just say this again. When we're talking about deathbed repentances, isn't it interesting how, again, we see the hirelings, and I can take this to a personal level, but the fact of the matter is we see these hirelings in the pulpits today just ushering everybody into heaven regardless of how they live their lives, which contradicts God's moral law, Exodus 20. It contradicts 1 Corinthians 6:9. It contradicts Revelation 21, starting in verse 5. It's unscriptural, is what I'm saying, friends, to assume that because someone professes the name of Jesus during the last minutes or hours or days of their life, just all of a sudden everybody sits back and somehow or another presumes that they're going into heaven. Not true. Friends, sinful men are further deceived by the hirelings in the pulpit that have been preaching another gospel, Galatians 1:8, that they are now at the end of their days in serving the devil and are now assured somehow or another that they are heaven-bound because they accepted Jesus. That's not repentance. That's fire insurance, and it's not scriptural. We're not to fear hell, by the way. We're to fear God, Luke 12:4. I've also noticed this cycle of hypocrisy with the walls and within the walls of the American church. Men make the choice to live their lives for and by the devil, John 8:44. They ignore the impending judgments of the living God given by faithful witnesses. Read Acts 17:31 and 2 Corinthians 5:11 and Proverbs 14:25, and yes, in that order. And what do we notice? That they only to continue on in their sins and then end up on their deathbeds to give the remainder of their feeble lives to Jesus and are now heaven-bound. Really, again, friends, this is not true repentance at all. It's fire insurance. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Friends, the fact of the matter is they don't fear God. Just like I said, Proverbs 16:6, they fear hell. They live their whole lives for the devil, and now all of a sudden they're going to be going to heaven. It's completely backwards. I got a question for everybody that leans into that direction, where you understand not the judgment of God, and you understand not in parallel the mercies of God. What if they were not on their deathbeds? I got a question for you. What if they were not on their deathbeds? How would they have lived their lives? Well, I can tell you. the same way that they lived their lives all the way up until the point that they got into the position of being on their deathbed. So all of a sudden, they want the fruit of heaven after they've given their years to the cruel one, as Scripture tells us? I mean, folks, the end of sin is death, Proverbs 6:23. It's death, not life. That's the gift of God, eternal life in Jesus Christ, Romans 6:23. You see, what you're going to notice is more than not, you'll find that deathbed confessors were given the years all over again, if they were given the years all over again, that they would live their lives the same way that they did up until the point of death. And in proving that, I love the way that this works, because when I put this together, I found some statistics and the Holy Ghost started dropping ideas on me, and sure enough, he led me right to what I was looking for. Do you guys know, put this in parallel into this conversation concerning deathbed confessors, okay, and deathbed repentance. Do you know that repeat criminal status in the United States of America? Do you know that an estimated 68% of released prisoners were arrested again within 3 years of being released from prison? Are you following me? Do you know that the repeat criminal status, that an estimation of 79% of criminals that were released within 6 years after being released, 79% of them ended up in jail again? Oh, I'm not done yet. And this only solidifies the point that I'm making. Okay? Do you know that 83% of those that have been released from prison for their crimes, do you know that 83% end up in jail again within 9 years? Do you all understand what I'm talking about, friends? Deathbed repentances? No, friends. They're trying to evade judgment at that point. And the fact of the matter is the Lord knows the heart, he knows the thought, and he's going to hold every man accountable. And that's why it is for me to be a faithful witness before the end of the show today and telling you, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the word. That's the message. And you're to repent before God, Acts 20, verse 21, not before man, and not out of the consequence of going to hell. Because hell is the fruit, or I should say, hell is the place that you go concerning the consequence of unrepentance towards God. Okay? And the last thing we want to do is to be found preachers of another gospel, because the Bible says they are cursed. How many people that are in hell now that believe somehow or another that because their relatives or friends that served the devil their whole life decided, well, I'm gonna die now and now I want to go to heaven, and they're gonna be sadly mistaken, because they're gonna find that they're not in heaven, but in fact they're gonna be exactly where they belong, in hell. That's again why we preach the message that you must repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey folks, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And the way to do that is go to the Lord, stand in the Bible, say everything in me is not what I want, but everything in that book is exactly what I want to become, in Jesus' name. Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.